Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second, the left fielder, Al Woods. Batting third, the center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting fourth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth, the DH, Roy Howell. Batting sixth, the catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Joe Cannon. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Danny Ainge. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Baylor Moore. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the DH, Ron LaFleur. Batting second, the second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third, the left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth, the catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth, the first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Billingham. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Bossetti reaches second base with a double. Woods moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is walked intentionally. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Blue Jays. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cerrone moves to third. Cannon moves to second. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge strikes out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ainge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin is hit by the pitch. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woods. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cerrone moves to second. Joe Cannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cannon hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0-for-1 in the game. Ainge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cerrone scores. It's 5-0, Blue Jays. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Cannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ainge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ainge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Griffin moves to second. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. Griffin moves to third. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Bosetti moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Howell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Griffin scores. Bosetti scores. Mayberry moves to third. It's 7-0, Blue Jays. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cerrone hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mayberry tags and scores. Howell tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 8-0, Blue Jays. Joe Cannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cannon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howell scores. It's 9-0, Blue Jays. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ainge is hit by the pitch. Cannon moves to second. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Cannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Cannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosetti. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Parrish moves to third. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Griffin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Griffin reaches second base with a double. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Griffin moves to third. One out. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bosetti hits a fly ball towards left. Kemp catches it and throws to home to double up Griffin. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Cerrone and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bosetti fumbles the ball. That's an error on Bosetti. Whitaker goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 9-1 Blue Jays. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Tigers 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cerrone hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cannon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosetti. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Tigers 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Ainge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Woods hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ainge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Tigers 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mayberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 6 RBIs. Howell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cerrone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joaquin Fuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 0-for-3 in the game. Joaquin Fuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Tigers 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave Tobik now pitching. Joe Cannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cannon strikes out. One out. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Ainge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-4 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-4 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.